Well, the fact is that if they cannot reach an MSF facility, a Doctors Without Borders facility, then they will not have any possibility to get health care unless they turn to traditional healers. And at this moment, we know that a number of our clinics have been looted. And we also know that in Shamwana, where we run our hospital, the population has almost fully fled to the surrounding jungle. So the health situation is becoming dire, and that shows by, for example, late presentations of patients who manage, despite insecurity, to reach our hospital, that they come at a very late stage with all the negative consequences as a result.
What types of diseases and outbreaks are you dealing with right now?
Rainy season has started about a month ago, and that always comes with a peak in malaria. So December, January, February, up till, well, maybe April, are for us traditionally the peak season of malaria. And when left untreated, this can be a fatal disease. So instead of the normal, let's say, 1,000 to 3,000 patients that we would see per week in our various projects, we see very limited numbers now, simply because the clinics are not functional or because the population cannot reach us. So that is one disease that affects many. And for the rest, yeah, complicated deliveries who have to do without our support are also a big risk for the population.
How are those people that are out in the bush or, I guess, surrounding the hospital, are they being treated and how are you treating them?
We have managed in the past month, despite the takeover of the town by the National Army, which resulted in the fleeing of many people, actually, we've maintained a core presence of our expatriate staff and also most of our national Congolese colleagues who work with us in the hospital or support us with logistics are still present. However, we are not able to provide all the medical care that we would normally do. For example, our HIV-AIDS program is severely affected. We have many defaulters at the moment, and yeah, that is highly worrying if we cannot continue to treat our patients with antiretroviral treatment. The hospital itself, for about 1.5 weeks, has been the refuge, the safe haven for about 500 people. Those people that continue to stay in Shamwana try to look for safety in our facility. And after about 1.5 weeks, when the situation stabilized and also the hygienic situation in the hospital became under threat, we managed to convince them to step by step leave the hospital, and now they're in the surroundings of the hospital, still more or less under the safety, the security umbrella of our presence.
And also, how are the most vulnerable making it? The women, the children, the pregnant women, elderly?
Well, we have reports that many of them don't make it. We have still, from a number of clinics, the supervisors come to us either by foot or by bicycle to collect drugs. For us, it's at this moment too insecure to go there, but we've heard that there are deaths, unnecessary deaths in those communities. And I just heard from our doctor who is working in Shamwana Hospital that they had a presentation of a woman who had been in labor for about 5 days. The baby wouldn't come out, and she turned to a traditional healer in the end, took all kind of drinks that, well, together with the long journey when she finally made it to the hospital, caused the death of the baby. The mother luckily survived, but this is just one example of what the people at this moment are going through, afraid, hiding in the bush, afraid of being mistaken by combatants, by either of the opposing parties, and therefore looking for safety far away from the villages where they can normally lead a peaceful and productive life.